Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Wednesday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Hare talked with Doyle Lentz. He is the chairman of the North Dakota Barley Council and got an update on how the barley crop is doing in the state of North Dakota and also other crops are doing up in the Rolla area.
How's the harvest going? What have you been doing lately?
Well, we haven't been doing enough, I can tell you that. It's that, I guess I heard the term, you work for 2 days and you sit for 10, and it takes a long time to get a crop off like that. I'm watching the weather out the window right now, and it's about as close to, this rain is about as close to snow as you can get right now.
Let's see. I'll check on your current temperature right now. 34 degrees, and it says precipitation unknown.
Yeah, well, it's just a mist, right now coming down, and that's kind of how it has been all day today, and just an ugly, ugly fall day, completely opposite of what we had yesterday, Mick.
Oh, man, if we get a tab together about 10 or 20 of yesterday's and the day before, that would have been awesome. But so what has been harvested and what hasn't, and what do you think is going to happen when we get snow and rain and wind?
Well, I think, a little bit of everything has been harvested. I even got a couple of friends up here that have tried some soybeans. Ours aren't ready, it doesn't look like. People have been just trying to get into whatever field they can go on, Mick. The barley kind of came off in pretty good shape up here. We did that very early in August, kind of before this weather went to pieces on us. And that wasn't terrible. And then we moved into the wheat, and we've been combining wheat for 2 months. It just can't get at it. And we kind of had to give up on the wheat because it's so lodged and wet underneath, we can't get around in them fields anymore. So we moved to canola, which we had mostly swath, so that's good to go on. That was drying out better and harder ground. So we've been working on that the last couple of days, and that's the first dry crop we've had this year. Everything else has been wet.
What is the yield of the canola? Are you happy?
We are, I guess, on our farm so far. It's been very good. I've heard it's very, really variable, though. It's kind of funny, Mick, that we had kind of a drought going up here for part of the summer. So the guys that got hurt in some of the areas, I think, their yield was kind of already set, and they couldn't recover from that. So the early seeded canola that got a little dry is not so good. The later stuff is looking, above average probably.
Crazy. And that wheat, because you went so long and the quality went down, did falling numbers and sprouting, was that an issue for you up there around Rolla?
Well, I think a little bit, but not as bad as some of the other areas I've heard. Actually, some of this quality in the wheat, like 10 days ago was still pretty good. 300 falling numbers are better around here. Our trouble with the wheat right now is, I'm sure the quality isn't there anymore, but you just can't get out in the field and get around. It was a heavy crop, probably 70 bushel wheat, and it's just lodged. You just can't, it gets wet underneath and you can't get around. So that's become a big problem. And of course, trying to pick up, wheat where you practically need to use a flex head doesn't work very well in the mud. So.
Yeah. So what ballpark figure, what percentage of the small grains are going to get left?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it'll be a lot. I think, a lot of people have a little bit. I don't know in this area if too many people have a lot. But I think it's going to be, kind of smaller amounts, but there's going to be, every farm almost has a little bit. Yeah, I don't know, maybe 10%, Mick? I don't know. I'm kind of guessing on that one.
Okay, and how far away are you from soybeans and any corn up there?
There's just very little corn, a lot of beans, mm-hmm. And the beans look very good. The guys that have had, a chance to harvest a few of them, it sounds like the yields are very good, above average. Those were kind of just waiting on it. Not entirely odd for us to be combining beans in the middle of October up here, so that's kind of okay. So we're kind of not looking at that. One disaster at a time is the way we look at it. We're trying to get the canola at this point.
Again, that is Doyle Lentz, the chairman of the North Dakota Barley Council. This is Inside Agriculture.